The 30th of December, 7 games. Feels like a pretty normal week. It's a good schedule. We have some injury news. We have a couple of guys returning. Lots to talk about. This is the Monday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Do and say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your podcast, your video, whatever it is, fantasy basketball content. Go and subscribe, go and like, all of that stuff. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter, at Old Man Squad on Blue Sky, I think, is Dan, or at Dan Vesperus on Twitter as well. 7 games at the start of a new week. Time to forget about what happened last week. And the schedule's good. This is almost a perfect week. I think every day is between 6 and 9 games, which means your rosters should be relatively full. Maybe you have the ability to stream 1 or 2 players on a few days. And yeah, a really good schedule, which we like to see after what has been pretty chaotic the last few weeks, to be honest. Let's get into tonight's games. And I will just bring up the injury news just in case anything happens while we are recording. First game of the night, Chicago at Charlotte, Eastern Conference Battle of the Titans. For the Bulls, Josh Giddey is probable. Zach LaVine is probable. We will assume they will both play. Feels more precautionary than anything else, especially with Josh Giddey. So they're relatively healthy at the moment. Io Desunmu is doubtful. I don't think he'll play. They reported, not even a week ago, that he would be reevaluated in 10 days, and then he was listed as doubtful. I'm not sure what's really happening there. So who are we looking at tonight? Well, let's get rid of that. We don't need that. Oh, is that going to stay there? That's really annoying. All right, I'm going to fix that because that's going to annoy me. Who are we looking at tonight? Lonzo in deeper leagues, I would say. He's not really playing enough to be rostered in standard leagues at this point. Patrick Williams has been sort of serviceable. He's pretty unexciting, but he is an option nonetheless. That is really about it. At the moment with this Bulls roster. For the Hornets, LaMelo Ball, Brandon Miller, Cody Martin, all doubtful. Usually doubtful in Charlotte means I won't play or I don't want to play. So we will assume that they are out. That makes Vasily Micic an add tonight. Obviously, the ceiling is not sky high, but without Brandon Miller and without LaMelo Ball, someone has to score other than Miles Bridges. So Micic will get some shots up. Seth Curry will likely start. I'm not really that interested in him. Mark Williams will have to do a little bit more as well. And even Josh Green might get to fire up some shots. So if you are in deeper leagues, I think Josh Green might be a sneaky option because he will play 35 minutes. And we have seen him pop off when the Hornets are shorthanded. Well, pop off 15 points, 16 points, but he might get some steals as well. So maybe a little bit of value there. Deeper leagues, Isaiah Wong has been interesting. I wouldn't say exciting, but certainly interesting. New York at Washington. We know the drill with New York. If they're healthy, we don't really care about anyone. Jalen Brunson is questionable again with a calf strain. And in typical New York fashion, he was questionable heading into the last game and then played like 40 minutes or something. So this has the makings of questionable, out for a month. I'm not saying that's going to happen at all. I don't know how bad the calf issue is, but knowing Tibbs, he is not going to take it easy on Brunson. And honestly, Brunson probably won't want to take it easy. So just keep an eye on that. And if that were to happen, if there was an injury here to Brunson at any point, we would look at Miles McBride as the add. For Washington, Kyle Kuzma is off the injury report. He will be back. He should be rostered, but really I think the biggest story is that when he is back, he impacts other players. Jordan Poole is questionable. He missed the last game with a hip injury. Alex Saar also questionable with an illness. If Saar is out, Valanciunas becomes a pickup. If Jordan Poole is out, it's probably Brogdon. Bub Carrington, I picked him up in a 16-team league, I think, last night. He's playing okay minutes. He's not that exciting. If Kuzma's back, he's going to impact Koulibaly, Kispert a little bit, Champagne, who's been trending down. He just sort of takes a bit off the top of everyone. So I think Poole, Koulibaly, Kuzma, Saar, Brogdon are probably the guys we have to be rostering. And then you could look at Carrington and Kispert, Champagne, George, I suppose, in slightly deeper leagues, and Valanciunas if Saar is out. The Clippers head to New Orleans to take on the Pelicans in front of probably 40 people. Pelicans not traveling too well at the moment. The Clippers, on the other hand, have looked okay. Kawhi Leonard, where do we even count him anymore? I suppose we do. Kevin Porter is off the injury report. He had been doing some stuff prior to the injury, so I don't mind him as a stream tonight, especially against this Pelicans team that it has there's a chance, obviously, that the Clippers win this comfortably. I do think the Pelicans are going to get on track at some point. They're still missing Ingram and Zion. Zion is practicing, so I would expect him, well, probably an update anyway this week in terms of a return timetable. Chris Dunn, if you need steals. Derek Jones, pretty unexciting. It's really just Kevin Porter here, I think, and Chris Dunn. For the Pelicans, Eve Misi will play. He was questionable, but he will play through his back injury. This has been hanging around for a few games. Hawkins and Boston are both okay. Again, I prefer Hawkins because I think he will get first crack at it. But if Boston, I think Boston's per minute production is slightly better because he gets a little bit more on the defensive end. But I'd still rather Hawkins, although neither would be priorities for me. Denver at Utah. Denver still without Aaron Gordon. Russell Westbrook will likely start, has to be rostered. Obviously, there's some caveats there, but should be rostered. Peyton Watson has been a little bit underwhelming since Gordon went out. I still think he's a hold, but probably not going to hit that ceiling that we thought he might or that he did in the last portion of time when Gordon was out. For the Jazz, Keontae George looks as though he's going to return after missing 4 or 5 games, whatever that's been. His return will impact Colin Sexton and Jordan Clarkson. Sexton has been playing well as a point guard or as a makeshift point guard. So I'd still roster Sexton and see how this plays out tonight. Clarkson is not a picture of health. So even if Sexton is not great tonight, I don't think I'd be dropping him. I'd give it a week or so. Cody Williams, we're not interested in him. Bryce Sensabaugh would be the name I would say should be considered here, but they just don't seem to want to play him huge minutes. They play Cody Williams for whatever reason. So Sensabaugh in deeper leagues at this stage only. Keontae George obviously should be rostered. If he was dropped, which he may have been in a couple of leagues, make sure he is available. He's on a roster, sorry, not available. We don't want him to be available. Dallas at Sacramento. For the Mavericks, Derek Lively is questionable. PJ Washington returns after his one-game suspension. Doncic out, of course. Najee Marshall still out with a suspension. And Kyrie Irving also out with a shoulder injury. With him out, it clears up or answers any questions we have around Spencer Dinwiddie and Quentin Grimes. We just roster both of them. Tonight, Klay Thompson will have to do a little bit more. PJ Washington will have to do a bit more. Someone's going to have to score on this team tonight. So it's usually not Derek Lively. No one on the bench there is really... Jaden Hardy, I guess, has scope to score, but it's going to have to be... Well, people are at least going to have to try and score. So all of those guards should get a bump. PJ should get a bump. And Jaden Hardy in standard leagues, if there's no one else available, maybe, because he could play minutes in the mid-20s and who knows how this game is going to trend against a team like Sacramento. It is in Sacramento. We know their crowd is, it's not turning on them, but they've certainly been vocal about the direction of the franchise and some of the decision-making and that sort of thing. So it'll be an interesting atmosphere there in Sacramento tonight. They will run with the same starting five, I'm assuming. Whether I agree or not, this is what they're doing. Keon Ellis will probably play 15 minutes. Should be playing 25 to 30, but won't. We roster Fox, Monk, DeRozan, Sabonis. Murray is very borderline in this role. He's just... He'll get hot. There'll be a week or something where his shots are falling and he gets rebounds and some steals. But at the moment, we aren't there. And Huerter, Lyles, Ellis, I don't think we need to be rostering any of them unless we see some changes in the rotation. And is this the final game? No, second last game. Cleveland at Golden State. Cleveland, they're healthy, so... Do I need to talk about them? Not really. Caris LeVert, probably the only one we look at here for the Warriors. Kuminga's been playing really well. I assume he's rostered. Just double check if he is available, but I doubt it. Same goes for Trayce Jackson-Davis, must roster player at the moment. Check if he's available. I did manage to pick him up in one league towards the end of last week, which was surprising. Dennis Schroeder, I've talked about him quite a bit. The minutes are okay. The production hasn't been there. He did take a meaningful amount of shots in the last game. They just didn't fall. So if you did want to hold him for another game or two just in case, I think that's fine, but I really don't see him as someone we need to hold. And the same goes for Buddy Hield. Pajemski's out, so of course you can move on from him. Look, I mean, I guess with Pajemski and Payton out, maybe Hield gets a bit of a bump tonight. But up against this Cleveland team, it's going to be tough. But if you need threes, give Hield a look. Philly at Portland. Joel Embiid questionable with whatever, face, knee, ankle, everything, just his body. He'll probably play, though, I think, in this one and could have a field day against DeAndre Ayton. So a nice matchup if you do have him. Oubre has been pretty ordinary the last week or two, which was always going to happen when the Sixers got healthy. He's a borderline hold, I think, but the upside's pretty limited when they do have their big three available. And then, I mean, the same goes for guys like Drummond, Caleb Martin, Yabusele. There's a little bit of value there, but really not enough tonight when we have seven games on the card. For the Trailblazers, Tamani Kamara is questionable. Jeremy Grant, are we in April already? Jeremy Grant is questionable. Rob Williams, questionable. Delano Banton, questionable. So Kamara has he missed? I think he's missed a couple of games. Anyway, he's very touch and go. I think I'm holding him in some deeper leagues and I moved off of him in some standard leagues and I'm okay with both decisions. Denny Avdia has been playing well. I picked up Scoot Henderson last night in a 12-team league, maybe. Let me just double check that if it is. one of the downsides of being in so many leagues. Is this a 12? Is this the league that I picked him up in? Scoot. Yes, it is. And it is a 12-team league. Yes, so I picked him up in a 12-team league. He's been playing well. Don't know if this is going to stick. I did think he was draftable at the start of the season. His role just wasn't there. Maybe they're coming around now. So I think he's worth a look. With Ayton playing, it's really hard to roster Klingon or Rob Williams. So we just wait for the Ayton shutdown injury, whatever. Something will come. But we aren't there quite yet. And I'm pretty sure that is all the games. It is all the games. Couple of questions here, and then I'll get my day going. Couple of roster lineup questions today from Chad. After missing on all 15 streamers I used yesterday, feel like I can't get it right currently. Yeah, it's I mean, that is one of the upsides to being in so many leagues like I am. I usually have some feel-good stories as well as some not-so-good stories, so I can focus on the good and almost overlook the ones that I don't hit on. Lonzo, Chris Dunn and McBride for two spots, currently benching Dunn. Okay, so for two, so looking at two of those four, I guess, Lonzo, Chris Dunn and McBride. Yeah, I mean, if you've got to pick two of them, I think Dunn is a hold because he's starting, he's playing 25, 27 minutes, he gets steals. So the floor is safe enough for him. I think based on what we're currently seeing, I would hold Lonzo, but his path to any sort of upside is pretty rough just because of the injury history. I think McBride, as I said, he only needs that Brunson injury or a Josh Hart injury to step into a 35-minute role. So right now it's probably Lonzo just because he does a little bit more, but 18, 19 minutes is not really enough. With Nance out of the way and the return from injury, is a Kongu a hold or a streaming spot? I think in a standard league I would hold him. He was okay yesterday. As I said, I don't think they want to play Capella more than about 25, 26 minutes, and they're more than okay playing him 20 to 22. So I think Okongwu will get a good look here. He's rested. He's coming off an injury, obviously. But, yeah, I think I'd be holding him right now. Happy New Year as well. Yes, it is. So Vancouver is obviously quite a bit behind us. For us, it's 9:30 in the morning. So yeah, we'll be heading out to our New Year's festivities a little later today. How does Trey Murphy get impacted when Zion and Ingram are back? Don't they trade Ingram? Will Murphy be good in March? Well, I mean, he'll get impacted. I think that's fairly obvious. Ingram, I think they probably still want to trade Ingram. I just don't know if they can. He's a little bit like Zach LaVine in Chicago. I just don't know if people want to take on that contract at this point. So I think Murphy is impacted, but I'm hoping that the Pelicans are viewing him as a long-term piece here over Brandon Ingram, even over Zion potentially. So I think he gets impacted, but I still think he's probably a top 50, top 60 player. All right, we have got some injury news coming in. I'm just going to check it. So Zach LaVine is out. Josh Giddey is in. So with LaVine out tonight and with Dosunmu out, I would think... it's not going to be Dale and Terry because they have Kobe White, they have Josh Giddey, so they don't need a third guard out there. I would love it to be Bezelis, but I don't think it will be. I think they'll probably go with Torrey Craig, Julian Phillips, one of these no-name guys who we don't care about. Bezelis, they just don't seem to want to play him enough. He would be intriguing if we thought he was going to get 25, 26 minutes. Look, I mean, against this Chicago, this Charlotte team, I guess there's a chance that they blow them out. Yeah, it feels unlikely, though. So I'm not sure there's a clear pickup here with LaVine out tonight. If, I mean, they'll announce the starters in, an hour? So if Julian Phillips is announced as a starter and you're in a deeper league, you want to take a shot at him. But he might start and only play 20 minutes. Torrey Craig is really not appealing at all. Buzelis would be the one I'd look at if there's any inkling that he's going to play meaningful minutes. Back to Murphy. Yeah, I think top 60, top 70. I think he sort of hangs around what he's doing now. The scoring probably drops off a little bit. Turned Karras and Strus into streaming spots in a 12-team dynasty. Was that too aggressive? No, I think that's okay. I don't see either of them as long-term dynasty prospects. I'm not, again, not a dynasty expert, but I'm not that high on either of those guys in a standard settings league. Do I think they shut Ayton down in March? Well, he could shut himself down. I think probably come March, there's a chance that he's not playing for whatever reason, or he's on another team. That's pretty realistic. We've seen it from the Blazers in the past. Jeremy Grant barely plays down the stretch. Anthony Simons has missed time. They'll probably want to get Scoot out there. They'll probably want to get, some of their young guys out there. So we'll probably get Donovan Klingon in a big role. I wouldn't be surprised, if by March that Klingon is starting at center. Oh, Lonzo versus Dunn versus McBride is purely for tonight. Okay. Well, yes, look, I'd go Lonzo. I know he's not a direct beneficiary of the LaVine injury, but there's a chance that he could get to 20 minutes tonight. And Dunn. McBride, if Brunson is ruled out, which we should know about. When did they play? They're probably early. Yeah, they've got an opening game. So we will hear about Brunson. I'm assuming he plays, but if he is ruled out, then McBride would be the choice there. So does Murphy finish ahead of Ingram this year and ahead of the other Pelicans? Maybe. Trying to think of their roster. Zion's a question because he's probably the best fantasy asset on the team, but he obviously has some very big holes in his game. I think Ingram's probably about top 80. Murphy's, like I said, Murphy for me is probably has the best overall game. He's like 25-3 with a steal and three threes. So that's pretty safe. It's probably top 40 if he hits those numbers. I think he's the safest of all of them. But of course he does have some injury risk like they all do. And Chad wants 35 minutes of THT. Let's hope that is not the case because we do not need 35 minutes of Talen Horton-Tucker. God no. That will do for today's show. I will be back with a post-game show this afternoon. The New Year stuff I'm doing doesn't start till a little bit later. So I'll be able to squeeze one in, which is good. Thank you, everyone, for listening, for tuning in. Please go and download. Please go and subscribe. Do all of that stuff that I always ask you to do. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBIBasketball.com.